Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Friday afternoon. Now, if you've been listening on a Friday over the last couple of weeks, over the summer months, we've had our Summer Memories series. We've talked to some fascinating people over the months. We chat to some well-known faces and reminisce over those long summer days. I'm delighted to be joined in studio by former Irish rugby international and all-round good egg, Shane Byrne. How are you, Shane?
Adrian. How are you?
You're busy at the moment. You're flat out.
Flat out. Absolutely. Back up from the Rose of Tralee. My daughter was down there. She was the Wicklow Rose. I have to say, first time I've been down at the festival.
It's a great setup, isn't it?
It is absolutely fantastic. Every bit of it, all the hosting, all the entertainment, all the organisation behind it, amazing.
Did she enjoy the experience?
She loved it. And that's, for a father, that's all you can ask. As long as she was happy with the way it went, that's all that matters.
Okay, so that's one summer memory that you can chalk down.
Well, that was my summer holiday this year.
Very good. So let's, we've been talking to people over the last couple of weeks about summer, and summer brings back all sorts of memories to us. What is your earliest or first summer memory?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm from Mockram, County Wicklow, which back then really was a very rural town. You know, one horse up town, whatever, all the cliches apply.
It's a two horse town now.
Oh, it's two, yeah, very fancy. And, you know, it's just summer seemed to last forever, you know, and like, I know everyone says it, but it's a fact. And we would leave in the morning and go out and you'd eat lunch wherever, whatever house you were close to, and you would just go out into the woods, around the forest, the rivers, whatever was going on. All the gang would get together and just spend the day there, and you might make it home just about in time for tea. That was about it. And that was the summers. You know, it was just spending that time was, that's the first memory that I have. Now, holiday-wise, I was lucky. My granny had a bit of wherewithal, and she was able to bring myself and the cousins away on holidays together. So we were in the 80s, we were, you know, lucky enough to get down to places in Spain and stuff like that. And I remember heading away on holidays there, and they were brilliant as well. You know, just enjoying every bit of that was going on there, the sun, sea and sand, as they say. And as well, my cousins, the Freemans is their name, and they'd be mahogany before they'd already go out. They just have that sallow skin. And the Byrne side of the family, not quite so. Bit more pale blue, as they say. Where I sat in a bit, I could take a bit of a tan. And it was just all the fun all around it. But mainly the summers is looking back on the very long summers. You never remember it raining.
In fact, I remember talking to somebody who explained that your memories basically tries to get rid of memories of sitting indoors on a rainy day. And all you remember, all I remember as well, is the sunny days when you were a kid.
Well, that's it. We're the generation that's it. You were kicked out of the house early and that was it. You did your own thing. And the whole town was essentially your friends. And you all hung around together and everybody just went around and did things together. So you'd end up, the weather was brilliant. We'd end up swimming at some point in the river. No one, there'd be no way of communicating it, but we'd all find each other at some point or another. And it was just fantastic fun. And that's the overriding memory looking back on summers. That's the way it is, yeah. Now, very cliched, I know, for people our age, but it's absolutely a fact.
And you're being from Ockham, you're only down the road from British Bay, which is where we spent all of our summers, one of the best beaches in Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely fabulous. We all used to go down there as well. The parents would pack up, all the parents and cousins, of which there were plenty around the place. We'd all pack up the cars and head down, and it would just spend the day there. And it was brilliant up around the sand dunes. Like, you know, British Bay, and you'd be meeting the stranger folk like yourself coming down from Dublin and everything like
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
And it was brilliant. And like, as I say, you know, you just remember good weather. Like, you don't remember ever going to British Bay and it raining.
No. Nope.
Never. Now, clearly it did, but we just don't remember.
No, absolutely. You mentioned the holidays in Spain, which you were lucky enough to have. What holiday sticks out most in your memory?
Over all the years, obviously those ones do. The first holidays that I started going away with my missus, they were obviously very, you know, the first holiday you head away with the then girlfriend is obviously very important. And, Yeah, I remember them. They were obviously all the safe ones, heading to Cos and everything like that, the package holidays and everything like that. But one in particular sticks out that I was very lucky in the, about 2007, 2008, I was doing a speech in the British Virgin Islands. I was invited out. And the coaxing thing was that they would bring your family out, and you essentially spent 2 weeks out there, and they use you for the bits and pieces, corporate stuff, and it was amazing. Like, and we spent a week on a boat, on one of the hosts' boat, going around, and I had the kids there as well. Like, they would have been, what? See what the missus would give me if I can't get this age right. But let's just say 5 or 6.
But that sounds amazing.
And we're out the boat and they jumping in off the set, and like literally going island hopping around the place.
Wonderful, yeah.
Like an absolutely once in a lifetime experience, particularly for the kids.
Talking earlier on in the programme about the people in Belfast and their 3 year cruise.
3 year cruise, isn't that incredible?
So you think that was posh now?
I know, yeah. Like those, like what, they're stuck up there for months.
Yeah, but look, unbelievable.
Isn't they have the wherewithal all to entertain
Absolutely.
Themselves, they'd be all right.
Back to your teenage years for a second. Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
I did. I went to the Gaeltacht Spittle, Cláiste Cáin. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I thought it was brilliant. In fact, my wife takes the mickey out of me quite a bit, because the stories and everything that came back from the Gaeltacht, when she found out it was like 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks long, she thought it was a month or two, couple of months I was there. I enjoyed it so much. It was absolutely fantastic. And I remember that amazing experience coming back from there, that I was thinking in Irish. You know, there was absolutely no English. It was a pretty strict place. But, when you come back and you have to translate back into English, I remember just thinking, oh, this is brilliant, you know. But it was everything, you know. I don't remember it raining at all. And I think it was fourth year in school that I went there. So what was that, 15, 16 kind of thing. And we just loads of sports, loads of outdoor activities. And it was absolutely so much fun. There was another cousin had gone with me as well on it. And it was absolutely brilliant. And I'd highly recommend it for kids that are of that age, for parents to send their kids, because it's the first real kind of getaway and full interaction with.
I'd say it's one of my regrets of my teenage years that I never did it. No,
yeah, absolutely brilliant. And look, I, as well as that, I love. Listen, it's unfortunately gone from my brain at this stage, but I love Irish, and I love the fact that I was able to speak Irish completely fluently. Now, spell it, forget about it. But it was great, you know, to be able to do that. And in fact, carried on into both my kids went to Irish only Gael schools for primary school.
Very good.
You know, so it was brilliant.
Top three items that you can't holiday without.
Now, this has changed over the years quite a bit, so I'll have to try and span a bit here. Right, book. So when we go on holiday, we just switch off. And this comes from me when it was the rugby days, is that it's when you go, it's just complete
phone
switch
away,
off.
Switch off.
Read the book and earphones. You know, just shut out the world, read the book, realize you've fallen asleep, wake up again, you know, and just that to me is an absolute essential. Just chill out and eat when you want to eat, and just, you know, top up the tan. Now, a bit to my to give out about myself, well, not give out about myself, but just to, I suppose, rat on myself. What used to be back in the rugby days an essential bit, because I was wearing shorts all the time in training, day in, day out, I used to on holiday wear Johnny Weissmuller's. Oh, Speedos. Absolutely. Just for something, just it was
different.
Like, right, that's it, I'm on holiday. And back then I had the body, I could do it, I was all right. But
so I shouldn't expect to bump into Shane Byrne on a holiday.
Oh, you don't want to, should you?
In his Budgie Smugglers.
Oh, stop. Like, there's so many pictures of me going back over the years on the holidays.
Brilliant.
Wearing these horrendous Budgie Smugglers. Absolutely awful things. And so some years the missus would they'd be unfortunately probably a little bit too small for modesty.
Brilliant. All right. Finally, Shane, your favourite summer song and what it reminds you of?
Yeah, well, this is a bit of an odd selection because, look, obviously you could go with Will Smith, Summertime, and a few other ones like that, the Ferrari era, that would mean a lot. But to me, there's a friend of mine from Ockham called Cathal Quigley, and he introduced me to the whole rock and heavy metal world, which I absolutely adore. I don't have this stupid haircut for no reason. And I remember the first album I bought was AC/DC Back in Black. And it must have been about 85 or something like that. I would have been 14, something like that. I'd earned a bit of money in the summer job working for the Owlad. And we spent the summer literally listening to that album and just going through it. And as it was, you had to go to someone's house who had the record player and was able to play it. And we all just got together and played it. And I just remember every minute, probably it was raining outside, we come back and we play the album.
Very good. Okay, yeah. Well, we're going to finish play out this afternoon with a little bit of Back in Black by AC/DC. Shane Byrne, thanks very much indeed for popping in today and sharing with us your summer memories.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.